Phantom reserves. How much did we really have in reserve? Clearly not nearly enough. And we're using renewables. There's this big argument going on now between the governor and Bill Gates and a lot of others about, you know, how much renewable energy, how much of us renewable energy supply is part of our normal supply, how much we're relying on renewables.
You just can't store it.
Right. How much, you know.
The problem with renewable energy is you can't store it very well.
We do not have the kind of power in reserve that we need to have when you have something like a big major winter storm bearing down on you. Jason Isaac joins us with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. And here's something. I don't know, Jason, if you've seen this story or not, but there's a story going around that the Biden Energy Department may have gotten involved in telling us that we couldn't, you know, crank up more nuclear power and gas-powered plants ahead of the storm, that we had to stick with our green energy policies, follow the Energy Department's mandates. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I'm seeing those reports late last night and this morning about them denying permit requests to produce more electricity because of concerns with emissions. This is just an incredible federal overreach, and one of the reasons we like to have our own independence, our own grid. The last thing we want is the federal government telling us more of what to do, because they put people's lives in jeopardy by allowing some electric generators not to be able to produce more electricity. And you mentioned reserve margins. There was no reserve. And I've written about, gosh, last July, that these phantom margins, ERCOT's just having to guess, because we can't store the wind and solar energy. But if you want to wait till 2025, we'll be able to store 0.4% of our needs with battery and storage technology, which that's just unbelievable, because we're the world's leading producer of energy and you know, sitting right here in Texas and don't have enough energy to keep the lights on.
But we have to look at local officials, too. I mean, we've got municipalities who've decided to go all green. And there's this prevailing attitude, and it comes from mainstream media, local newspapers saying we need to stick with what the feds are doing. I mean, how in the world do we ever combat that? Do you think this is enough of a wake-up call? Or are we just going to blame it on ERCOT?
No, I really do think this is enough of a wake-up call, because you see cities like the city of Austin and the city of San Antonio, which are large municipalities that control their electric generation. They control their electric providers, not like Houston and Dallas, where you have competition, even though those cities are trying to do crazy policies that won't improve the environment but do drive up costs. Austin and San Antonio are actually forcing the closure of power plants. Austin spent over $2 billion on an East Texas power plant that never produced any electricity. That would have been incredibly useful and helpful over the last week. San Antonio is talking about shedding and closing a coal-fired power plant. This is clean coal technology that has incredible pollution control technology, but because it's coal and the left has demonized coal because it produces CO2, which is necessary for life. And I think that's the problem that the alarmists on the left have, is that humans are doing incredibly well and improving our environment at the same time.
You know,
these irresponsible cities shouldn't be allowed to shed and close power plants. I'm not sure they should even be allowed to manage them.
You know, two summers ago, Jason, when we had those triple-digit heat days and we were only getting down into the upper 80s, mid to upper 80s at night, we had brownout situations here in the greater Houston area because, again, the demand exceeded the available supply. Are we looking at another summer? If we have a typically hot Texas summer, are we looking at another summer of rolling brownouts?
Absolutely. Get prepared. Plan on it. I imagine the grocery stores in July and August will probably look like what they looked like about 10 days ago, and what they look like, quite honestly, yesterday when I went, where the shelves are bare because people are stocking up. And I imagine a lot of people are going to spend money on generators, but you know, these policies hurt the least among us more than anyone else. When you don't have electricity, you don't be able to afford generators, that hurts people. They start to have food waste. They can't get to and from work. But I wrote about this last year saying, be warned, it's going to happen in August if it wasn't for the COVID shutdown. And that really kind of saved some people, if you will, which is hard to believe. So many people lost their jobs and livelihoods. But it's going to happen again this August. I don't even know if the legislature can react fast enough to prevent it from happening this August.
Not when you're battling cities.
To build up.
Not when you're battling cities that decide they're going to control and you're going to be all electric. You're just out of luck.
Yeah, Jason, we got to run, but thank you so much for your time, sir. From the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Jason Isaac joining us on News Radio 740 KTRH.